and sleeve beat the time. The high note came, the pause, the resolution, and with the resolution the sailor's fist swept firmly down upon his knee. He leant back in his chair, sighed happily, and turned towards his neighbour with a smile. The words very finely played, sir, I believe, were formed in his gullet, if not quite in his mouth. When he caught the cold and indeed inimical look, and heard the whisper, "If you really must beat the measure, sir, let me entreat you to do so in time and not half a beat ahead." Jack Aubrey's face instantly changed from friendly, ingenuous, communicative pleasure to an expression of hostility. His colour mounted, he fixed his neighbour's pale eye for a moment, said, "I trust," and the opening notes of the slow movement cut him short. Only part of Jack's mind paid attention, for the rest of it was anchored to the man at his side. A covered glance showed that he was a small, dark, white-faced creature in a rusty black coat, a civilian. He might have been anything between 20 and 60. About my age, in fact, however, thought Jack, the ill-looking son of a bitch, to give himself such airs. With this, almost the whole of his attention went back to the music, and he did not think of his neighbour again until the end of the movement, and then he avoided looking in his direction. The minuet set Jack's head wagging. In the last movement,